Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group,
another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Managing your health care just got easier. YourCrisis.org is a secure online service for patients that enables you to view and use your health care records, including test results, lab results, and hospital reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Providing your email address during hospital registration is essential. You will receive an email to get started using YourCrisis, and you can access the portal after your discharge from the hospital. For help accessing YourCrisis.org, please call 800-878-9110.
St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Care and Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Care and Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's Dollar Menu at breakfast with great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limited one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Ready.
The Bigger Show is ready to get big in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpoint.com. CXMAS.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday. Boy, we're winding down the week. It's already August 6th. I can feel it in the air. It's football season. It's almost back to school time. And boy, we're getting excited, DC.
Absolutely, Carlette. I tell you what, it's been a good week. We've been doing a lot of business about the business that we do here, you know.
Business about the business.
And, you know, had an opportunity to meet with the lovely owners.
Absolutely.
You know, speak with them about some things, some concerns that we all have. And it's just good to know that we're on a station, you know, where, you know, people can come together and sit down and figure things out and mm-hmm. see where the problems are, where they lie, and start trying to work on them. And I think, you know, for us here at On Point Talk, it's just here at 88.1, it's just been a good partnership. You
absolutely
know, we appreciate it. And it seems that they're taking the right steps to get some things done that's going to just make this an even better place. And we invite that. We're so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And we just say it's time.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, the possibilities are endless. The big show is getting bigger.
Bigger.
And we're super excited about it.
Absolutely we are, Carlette. And basically, you know, we've had some distractions here in the past, but as the management of this company, I'm just proud to say that it is great to know that things are going the way that we want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we have nobody to thank for that other than the listening audience, because it is them that fuse what we do here by listening to this program. And we've spoken to so many people,
mm-hmm.
and we've had so many phone calls from different people talking about the credibility of the program and the integrity of the program, and you know how they see what we do as needed in this community, and you know, we've never really gotten that before, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of people have to say things to us, and it's just like it goes over our head, because you know, we're not, you know, we appreciate people, you know, saying good things about us, but we don't feed on that. You know, some
right.
people feed on compliments, and they have to have that because they're insecure. So, you know, with us, you know, we just do the work because it's what we've been called to do. You know, of course, you have a gift on the microphone. Everybody knows that. You know, it's not a forcing. You don't have to do that. You don't have to demean anybody. You know, you just do what God gives you the talent to do. And, you know, I'm just grateful, you know, like I said, that, you know, the owners, Kim and Ray Casters, were here. We had the opportunity to sit with them and really iron some things out. They came over by our office, and we were happy to have them, to receive them.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their little daughter and,
mm-hmm.
You know, a couple other people. And it was just a fine meeting.
Mm-hmm. A good time of fellowship.
A good time of fellowship with some really, really good people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was really the first time we actually met Mrs. Cassis.
Absolutely.
You know, of course, we've had the opportunity to meet Mr. Cassis on a number of occasions and, you know, deal with him in some more lighter notes. Of course, this was really light, though. You know, we just a lot
for
of,
sure.
You know, just in-house business
mm-hmm.
that has needed to be taken care of, and that they needed to say some things that they wanted to say. I think that they were very decent and in order, but for real decent and in order, you know, not just lip service, you know.
For sure.
You know, but I'm gonna tell you, man, this has just been a really good ride for us here on 88.1. It's a lot of classy people. I mean, it's you can just see it coming together
mm-hmm.
where it's getting even better. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And so we're just grateful and thankful. And this is just one of those days where, you know, you didn't really have to ask me how I felt today. I'm just kind of saying it.
You're just kind of saying it. Uh huh. It just feels good.
It just feels good. And I mean, you know, of course, you know, the kind of programming we do, we're going to still be doing that. I'm still looking at doing some fact checking. I'm looking at also doing from my website some more political things that we're going to be doing some fact checks on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of this credibility that we've built here, we understand from speaking to so many people that, you know, there needs to be some checks and balances.
Right.
You know, no more lopsidedness. That's over.
Mm-hmm.
The days of that stuff is gone. You know, it seems that I've been almost forced to do some things that the community needs. I didn't want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if nobody's going to step up and be the voice of reason where there is a lot of insanity, well, somebody's going to have to do it. And, of course, I don't want to do it, but I can do it as long as it doesn't take away from what we do here. You know, but we're going to be venturing out doing some other things. And, you know, we're just asking the public to be on the lookout.
Mm-hmm.
Because On Point Talk is going to start doing some more talking.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds interesting, to say the very least.
It really is interesting, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
And
like what my old grandmother used to say.
I know you have a lot of things going on.
Lots of things.
In your head. But on a lighter note, you know, I was, well, it was, but even lighter. one of the things that we really, really enjoy doing, and I think that you have been missing this. It is your time to get away and just find that solace and peace. And that is your time of fishing.
Oh, man. September. You know, I took 3 months off from fishing, and I guess, you know, I might be a little bit more pent up than I normally am.
I think so.
Yeah, fishing is really a release for me. And, yes, we will be doing that starting September 1.
September 1.
Yeah, I just took off June, July, and August.
Uh-huh.
September 1 is when I start back on the big saculate, white perch, crappie, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I fish for. I don't fish for anything else.
I think that that has been a real integral part of your peace and well-being that has been missing. And, you know.
Well, I've had more time to do more work, you know, really, and really stay close to this right here, really paying attention to every little detail, because I'm listening to every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get the slightest feeling that something's been thrown over here, I'm going to hit back.
Well, you know what? I think you need to get the boat ready.
The boat is getting ready.
I think the boat needs to get ready. I think that peace and tranquility that fishing brings you needs to come back into your life. I think we're ready. You know, as it cools off, it's really, really hot. You know, yesterday was extremely hot. We had an opportunity not only to meet in fellowship with the Cassises and their family, but we also had an opportunity to go out on the gridiron and kind of see what our team is looking like preseason.
Yeah, it's the whole landscape of the team is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, Young Deuce Christmas is going to be more of an integral part of it. You know, he's going to be running the ball.
Uh-huh.
He's going to get some touches.
He's going to get some touches.
He's only a sophomore, though. He's not going to be starting, but he's going to be, you know, the way that they're working it. I've just kind of been watching the way that they're putting it together, and he's going to be touching the ball. And I mean, you know, I'm thinking he's maybe running some kick returns. I don't know. I'd love to see him do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to do that, too.
And not only is he a sophomore, though, he's a young sophomore.
Oh, yeah, he's only 14. Most of the kids are 16 in his grade. Athletes.
So he's got some time to kind of grow, but you know, he's coming into his own, and we're kind of, you know, able to just witness that every single day, and I sit in awe, you know, just watching him and watching his process. And like every other parent, we're getting ready on the countdown to back to school, and we're going to be talking a lot this week and the weeks to come about back to school, but not just, you know, getting ready for back to school, i.e. school supplies and uniforms and the things that we know to do, but really going in depth,
right,
with teachers and helping parents to understand that creating a plan, moving past last year, but creating a good concrete plan this year is going to help all of our students, and it's going to help our teachers. And so when we come together collectively as a community, leaders, teachers, parents, we come together, it will make, I think, for a better year, maybe even a great year. So we've got to focus on that and purpose in our heart to do that. Every morning, though, however, we ask you to make sure that you're staying engaged, watching out for yourself as well as others. And remember, kids are still on summer vacay, so they're out and about, knowing that these are indeed the last days. So they're probably in full effect. I mean, playing harder, doing more than they have ever done, probably during the summer in anticipation that it is over. So please watch out for yourself as well as kids, pedestrians, more and more pedestrians on dangerous, dangerous streets and intersections. Please be careful and watch out for them. It's 7:53 local time. Today is August 6th. 7:53 local time, 8:53 Eastern time. This segment sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. The number 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS. Making patients better is their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. 318-445-9700 is the number. State Farm agent Rosa Fields. It's still hurricane season. For home, auto, and life insurance information, 318-487-1881. Rosa and her team are on point to make sure that you get it right. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, 24/7. www.hicksonhasit.com. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Crookles.
The Daily Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by NCUA. Loan one back to school loan for household.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom Nom Nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom Nom Nomical. Nom 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 Nom. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level. Nobody of it is worth.
Show will be live in 3, 2, 1, and...
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, it's Wednesday and we're winding down the week. And I don't know about you, but as we wind down this particular week...
Let me transfer you to the Go phone.
Uh-oh. We got something on the Go phone. As we wind down the week, you know, you gotta... If you're a parent, if you're a parent, you gotta be thinking... That next week is a week that is going to be transitional.
Gotta call her.
Okay, let me finish this thought. Where the transition is that you're now going to be either having to get kids on the school bus or drop kids off to school. So you know what? I hope you're enjoying the week. I hope you find that rest and that relaxation to just enjoy before school starts. Well, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
It's Deidre Bradley.
Well, good morning, Deidre Bradley. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, what are you calling us about this morning?
I am calling to tell my husband happy birthday, the Watermelon Man and Bunky.
The Watermelon Melon and Bunky. For the people who don't know the Watermelon Man, he's our personal Watermelon Man, and people who listen to the show know that we have been eating, or I have been eating, tons of watermelon this summer. Who is the Watermelon Man?
Joshua Bradley, who is 61 years old today.
My 61. Goodness, 61 years young.
No, Josh ain't no 61, Deidre.
Yes, he is, 61.
My
that
goodness.
That man don't look a day over 50.
Well, you know, 60 is the new 50 now. We've already had that conversation. Is it this week? We've already had that conversation, but he does not look a day over 50.
Not one day.
And so how are you guys celebrating today?
Well, I am supposed to be making him a red velvet cake.
Uh-oh.
And bringing it over to him today so he can share with some of the people that's coming over to get watermelon and wishing him a happy birthday.
Wow. So you're making red velvet cake. That sounds wonderful.
Yes. The red is because the blood is still running through his veins.
Uh-oh. Wow.
And the white is because at one time he was a virgin.
That's been a long time ago. Well, we absolutely celebrate him today. That is wonderful.
Well, Carla, let me just say this right here because, Deidre, is Josh going to be in Bunky on Main?
He's going to Bunky right now.
Okay, he's going to be in Bunky on Main Street. So everybody in Bunky, when you go over by Josh to get one of those big scrumptious watermelons, make sure you tell him happy birthday.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I was wondering, and I guess this is a question that we'll have to ask, you know, the watermelon people, the gurus. I'm wondering if we're running out of time on watermelon. Are they going to start to get less sweet as this, you know, as the summer's, as the summer progresses and is just about to end, you know?
Yes. But I would just like to thank y'all for advertising and telling him happy birthday. And I enjoy y'all just listening to y'all as a couple. And y'all have a blessed day.
Absolutely. Deidre, thank you so much. And we've enjoyed those. Our family enjoyed those sweet potato pies. They ate them up. And the other pies, they loved them. And you guys are just a joy. And on a really serious note, we celebrate Josh on his birthday. We wish him many, many blessings. You know, anytime you come into his presence, he always has a word of wisdom. But more importantly, he's a man of truth. And so if you don't want the truth, then you don't want to be in conversation with him, because he's going to tell you not harsh truth, gentle truth, but he's going to tell the truth nevertheless. And so that's one of the things that we love and admire about Joshua Bradley.
Carla.
Yes, thank you.
Deidre.
Hang on, Dee.
That was Cynthia Wade calling, and she said she wanted some of that red velvet cake. also. Speaking of Cynthia, we just want to give a big heartfelt shout out to Mr. T.C. Barfield in Cheneyville.
Uh-huh.
He was a little down, but he's up and around. I kind of just seeing him around.
Uh-huh.
And Cynthia said it would be okay if we, you know, shout out and let everybody know he's up and on the mend and he's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And because I saw him walking.
Well, Mr. Barfield is one of our bus drivers, too, that
Absolutely.
We see on the road. So
Absolutely.
We hope that, Mr. Barfield, that you get better, and we send prayers and blessings your way. And, you know, we just honor our bus drivers, men and women, because they are the people that get our kids to school safely. And you know that I'm going to be reminding you all about our school buses, our school kids, and our school zones, because they are going to be in effect very, very soon. But we're going to keep you on point about that. But switching gears this morning, one of our favorite people in the whole wide world from the parish is here. And that would be Mr. Wilbert Carmouche, the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, where we love to stay and play. Wilbert, good morning and welcome.
Absolutely. Welcome. Thank you for having me.
It seems like it's been too long.
I know, but we've got to get something straight. I was listening on the way in.
Okay.
And DC was talking about that Jollof had some issues and all issues are resolved.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about y'all's management team.
Uh-huh.
But I only see two of you, and I know you're not the problem. So, you know.
Wilbert.
Well, it's almost like, you know, when you're sitting with three people and somebody said one out of three is over. So you look to the right, you look to the left, guess what?
Boy, that's just wrong.
Last month he was going to shoot you out of a cannon. You know, and the month before that, it was something else, Wilbert.
Oh, no, Carlette. He was going to have me guinea pig eating some stuff that might kill me.
Uh-oh.
We just have to have these little come-to-Jesus meetings once in a while.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we got to do it. But what's happening, Wilbert?
Absolutely. Lots is happening. I'm tell me the truth.
Can you believe, first before what's happening, that summer is almost over?
Summer's over. You know, Corlette and DC, we have not had a bad summer so far.
No, we haven't. We haven't.
You know, yesterday was one of our warmer days.
It was really hot
yesterday.
With
the humidity and bugginess that has set in. But, you know, all that month of July, I mean, you could sit out on the patio, you know, in the evening, and it was comfortable other than the mosquitoes. I have resolved that ice does not kill mosquitoes.
Well, you know who kills mosquitoes? J&J Exterminating.
Absolutely. They're
termites.
They kill mosquitoes and termites. They're, you use J&J?
Yeah, absolutely.
Aren't they wonderful?
Absolutely. And they also kill carpenter bees, because I was having an issue with a lot of carpenter bees at home.
Really? Where were they?
We have a shed, and the rafters are exposed. I just thought it was going to cave in, and J&J said, came to do my regular inspection because they're great.
They are great.
He says, you want me to take care of this too? I said, oh, can you? Absolutely. They were dropping like flies. It was wonderful.
Well, kudos to J&J, and that they're always on point. When they come out and they inspect your property, they really have an eye for pests and insects and things that are going to destroy your property.
Absolutely, because one time they came and they were under my home, and all of a sudden he says, you have a jar? I said, yes. He says, I found what I needed for my boy's science project. I threw him a jar with a lid, and came out, he had a little snake. I am forever grateful to J&J. There's never a dull moment at home.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Sort of like, that's why I love my job so much. There's never a dull moment, basically.
Never a dull moment in the parish.
It might just follow me, you know. It's great.
So, Will, where are we kicking off in the parish this month?
How about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
How about tomorrow night?
Is it Thursday?
First Thursday. On the square, absolutely. We've got a new restaurant downtown.
I heard about it.
Veracruz. Shout out to them.
I heard it was off the chain. I can't wait to get there.
Absolutely. We went there, I think possibly that first Saturday when it opened. Food is excellent. And margaritas are right there with that
Right there on the top of the... right there on point.
Right there on point. So first Thursday, the businesses, they open past 5. The restaurants are open, you know, giving cocktail deals and you know, wonderful things on the menu. So, and if nothing else, come there and talk to people. It's a wonderful opportunity to visit. And that is tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Laws and customs of Indian culture. You know, the Marksville State Historic Site, and I want to thank you all for helping me promote them. They're
for
a wonderful
sure.
opportunity to bring kids, you know, teachers that are listening, because I know school's getting ready to start. We have to observe those school zones come Monday.
Yes.
Absolutely. But this is a wonderful opportunity for teachers to take students for field trips. And they sort of do all the work for you. They have different subjects that they can talk to the students about. This time on August 8th, which is Friday, they're doing their program is Laws and Customs of Indian Culture. It's basically a 1.5-hour program, and they'll tell you all about the and you know, their prehistoric Indian museum, you know, so that you know, very, very ancient times. So that's at the Marksville State Historic Site. It starts at 11, then the same program is repeated at 1 and again at 3. Same rules apply as always, $4 for adults, over 62, under 13 free. For you to call in for additional information, the toll-free number, 888-253-8954, or if you're in the local calling distance, 318-253-8954. On August 12th, I am having my Lunch, Learn, and Lanyap over at the Ag Center.
Lunch, Learn, and Lanyap.
Yeah,
that just sounds so wonderful.
It's great. It's a great program. We're starting our second year into this. The topics, you know,
and it's really been a really great success, hasn't it?
A very successful program. You know, during the course of the year, we've asked people what did they want to learn about. Because if you can, as you say, if you can keep people interested and engaged, they will come.
Absolutely.
And this one is fall gardening, so it's going off the chart. Because you know, there's so many people that are doing their little home gardens now. And Dr. Kiki Fontenot, who is a hoot. I don't know if you've ever met Dr. Kiki Fontenot. She is absolutely fabulous. She came and she did a spring gardening show.
Okay.
For us, and then immediately they asked her to come back with fall crops.
Wow.
To tell us how to plant, when to plant. You know, because all of a sudden you want fresh broccoli that you could have grown. Well, it's too late, you know, especially
right.
with our climate, you know.
Right.
But she can tell you what varieties to plant, what are better for a Vol's parish. It's better for our heat, you know.
Right.
Our parish with a tropical, basically, subtropical climate. So she is going to be there 11:30 to 1 o'clock. It's a $3 donation, which includes your lunch. Reservations are a must, 964-2025, because we can take only the first 40 people. And so that's Lunch and Learn.
And that's going to fill up quickly.
Absolutely. It was I would say 90% filled by the time I left yesterday afternoon. So
wow.
we have only a few slots
okay.
left if someone wants to come. Steel Magnolia Auditions. Yes, we are doing the play Steel Magnolia. It is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
I saw that.
A movie in Natchitoches, which I think has a lot that to be credited for you know, really bringing Natchitoches the exposure that it has.
Absolutely.
It was a wonderful movie. There was nothing better for Natchitoches than seeing Julia Roberts and Dolly Parton running around on the streets and, you know, in the
for
stores
sure.
and in the restaurants, you know, after their shoots.
And so now you guys are bringing it to the stage.
We're bringing it to the stage, absolutely. So we need six women. At the Fox Theater on August 10th. The auditions are from 2 to 4. DC, no, a wig on that shiny body. No, not you, DC. I know what you think.
So we can count him out for that.
We're going to put him behind stage with me, possibly. August 10th, 2 to 4, and August 11th, 6 to 8.
Okay.
For additional information, you can call Angela McCann, who is going to be the director, at 318-305-5522 or MarksvilleFox@gmail.com. Carla, I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers out there, but we have all of this on our website.
Sure.
TravelOfOils.com. Also in August, every second Thursday, there we have a meeting at the ACT office, starts at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's a movement to bring Cotefield back into Vol's Parish, you know, the Council on Development of French in Louisiana.
Okay.
So we're trying to, you know, heavily trying to bring that back. We're working with the state. Sheldon Roy is the president of the Vol's chapter of Cotefield. So he's working very, very hard, and there's a core group that in there that is awesome, that is trying to bring it back and preserve it. I mean,
okay.
not that it has left, but just make an awareness that it's okay to speak French, you know, because, as they say, back in the day, in the maybe the 1920s or 30s, there was a law that was passed by legislature that wanted to pull French out of the schools, that said that the kids that went to school could not speak French.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, so that's part of the reason that has dwindled through the years.
Right. And so now they're trying to
bring it back everywhere. And it's like, it doesn't matter what kind of French you speak, whether it's Parisian or Cajun or local or whatever. And they just say, just speak French. It doesn't matter what it is. Everybody will understand what you're saying.
Is that right?
So,
now that's interesting. Everybody will understand what you're saying. Really?
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Huh.
So, I mean, or can be understood.
Okay.
I mean, I know I went to France 100 years ago, and I can speak a little. I can make myself understood, and all I would ever have to ask them to do is speak slower.
Then
I could understand, and they could understand me with my very limited French.
But isn't that good to sort of bring that culture that you could really clearly see has been dwindling?
Absolutely.
To bring it back.
And Vol's Parish is a French Creole parish.
Absolutely,
you know,
it
so
is.
We need to keep that. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as I said, so we're working
okay,
with
chef.
The State Department. Okay, chef. So we're working with that as well. Prehistoric Mounds Tour on August 23rd. Again, that's at the Marksville State Historic Site. As I said, a wonderful opportunity for teachers to go with children, or now that the kids are back in school, it's a wonderful opportunity for grandparents to go.
Make
a day of that. That program's at 10 a.m. and again at 12 noon at the Marksville State Historic Site. And calls for dust. But if you happen to be over 62, which is closely approaching for some of us, and under 13, especially the watermelon man, Exactly.
But you just got jokes for everybody today, huh, Wilbur?
I'm on a roll.
I see. He doesn't have to be on a roll to get dizzy.
Start off with caffeine at 4 a.m. in the morning, and it just continues. And under 13, free. 888-253-8954. And then one of the last events I have, and that is as a result of that Codafil movement in Falls Parish, is on August 20th, which happens to be the third Wednesday.
Okay.
So on Wind Down Wednesday.
Of course.
On the third Wind Down Wednesday of the month.
Uh-huh.
Over at Bailey's on the Square, they celebrate and invite you to Cinq à Sept.
Okay.
5 to 7. It's happy hour.
Ah.
It's French.
Okay.
Cinq à Sept.
I love that.
And you go there, people are speaking Cinq French. People are speaking French. And if you manage to happen to twist your tongue enough and order your cocktail or your beverage in French, you get it at discounted
Come
price.
On.
Only in AP.
Only in AP.
You know, so
only in the parish.
Only in the parish. So we invite you to Cinq à Sept. And then, you know, we want to throw out there, if any teachers are listening or parents or grandparents are listening, bring this to the teachers. There's a lot of wonderful history museums in Falls Parish that you can take them to and use them as, you know, portable classrooms.
Absolutely.
There. You know, we can show you how a farmer lived in the 1820s, how a doctor lived in the 1790s.
Mm-hmm.
We can take you back to a 1927 store, you know. With still some of the mail in the mail slots that never got picked up. You know, it's like people just walked away, and then, you know, we've come back and it's preserved. And it's that's the Adam Pontius Store and Post Office Museum right across from the Sarto Iron Bridge, which is the first bridge that was placed on the National Register of Historic Properties in the state of Louisiana.
Wow.
So, you know, there's a lot of history involved there. There's the Cotton Port Museum, the Bunky Depot, you know, which is all about trains, you know. So
for sure.
Things that are dotted all over the parish. We have the Louisiana 4-H Museum, because that's where 4-H got its start.
Right.
So just a lot of history there. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and we're basically 30 minutes away from Alexandria if you're coming with a school trip, you know, and we've got lunch opportunities as well.
Right. And I think it's really important, especially as we're headed back to school, for teachers to look for new and innovative ideas to be able to educate our kids and kind of keep them engaged. And sometimes when you move them out of the classroom, they, you know, they have a different opportunity to learn. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about is learning to learn how our kids learn.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because too many times, I know I've been out of school for so long, but, you know, I could never help a kid with homework right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because some, like, especially with the math deal, I know another way to get to the root of the
right.
problem, to get the answer to the problem much quicker than the steps that they have to go through. But I know it's a new process of learning.
Mm-hmm. And so in the new process, I think we all have to open up. And the Avoyelles Parish Commission of Tourism has such incredible opportunities for not only schools but families and people to come and see and partake in the great and rich history that is Avoyelles Parish.
Right, and a wonderful opportunity. We've been working with a lot of senior citizen groups, you know, because they
That's
want
wonderful.
They want to see, you know, the new seniors are very young now, or young at heart, and you're very active.
Mm-hmm.
So they like seeing things like this, you know, because it's like reminiscing, you know, they remember, oh, yes, I do remember how this used to be, you know, back in the day, or their parents talked about that, you know, and exposed them to some of those things. So there's a lot of reflecting that can go on in some of these tours.
Absolutely. And what we're most proud of is that the parish is steadily growing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see this new four lane that is five lane or
I know.
Coming through
yeah.
that is connecting both. You know, Corlette, I'd like for people who have passed, let's say in the last 10, 15, 20 years, to come back and see how much
they wouldn't recognize it.
They would not recognize it. No. You know, they had always said, I remember my father and my grandparents saying, you know, one day Mansoura and Marksville will meet.
Fair
now. You don't know where one stops and the other one starts.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And so for people who want to connect with any of the great festivities and activities that are happening in Avoyelles Parish, Wilbur, give them the website and also the number on how they can get more information.
Absolutely. To take your words, www.travelavoyelles.com.
Take it.
And our toll-free number, 800-833-4195. And if you're on Highway 1 traveling from, let's say, Alexandria to Baton Rouge, and you do it via LA-1, right past the Walmart in Mansoura, is our office, three-story building.
And it is a beautiful office.
On the right, really one-story functional inside, but it appears to be a three-story building. Right there to the right with our digital sign in front, and we welcome everyone from 8 to 4:30.
You're a mess.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. You just had way too much. You had too much coffee this morning, huh?
I know. I got the first cup, so you know how that's a little more potent.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's just.
It was a sneaker cup, you know. So boy, did it sneak up on me.
Wilbert Carmouche, the executive director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play. In Avoyelles Parish. Wilbert, as always, you're delightful. Thank you so much for sharing what's happening in the parish.
In the parish, and thanks for having me, as always.
Absolutely. Well, we're winding down the week. It's 8:25 local time, 9:25 Eastern. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana, 95 years. They've been here since 1919. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup, Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. And just so that you'll know, Amerigroup is sponsoring a free school supply and backpack giveaway for the first 200 kids. It's happening August 16th at Zion Hill in Pineville from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. That is sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions. Go out, make sure you're one of the first people to get their free school supplies and backpacks. And we know how pricey those backpacks can be. So another great opportunity. Thanks, Amerigroup. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company. They've been here for more than 50 years. You can connect with them at 318-448-4800. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. Well, you can reach them at 318-346-2540. They're in Opelousas. They're in Avoyelles Parish. That's what we call the parish. They're in Alexandria, and they're also in Baton Rouge. Solo Productions, capturing your precious moments one smile or 10 smiles at a time. 318-581-9106 is the number. Their website, www.solophoto.com. Productions. You're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. You know, I was thinking how man evolved and how awesome we are to be a mailman, the mailman, the man, the mailman, not the female man, but the mailman. One of the great things in studying us is when God created his universe, his world, and man, he looked And God said man was good. So if God said we're good, don't let nobody tell you we're not good. God created us, and there was nobody else to ask but God. So God said we're good. And then he gave us a job. So the man had a job before he had a wife and a family. He worked. God watched him work. He was productive. He identified things. He's so smart. He named things. Whatever he named it, it still is. And then after man learned to work and be responsible, God gave man a woman. He didn't give him another man. He gave him a woman. And the fun with that is, we say, well, how did Adam know Eve was a woman? The mental picture is when Adam woke up and saw that beautiful object standing in front of him, he didn't say woman. Adam hollered, wow, man. And so he dropped the hole, you know. He was shocked to see what he had never seen before. So he hollered, wow, man. And as Adam evolved, as man evolved, remember this for me, man, that we are responsible for everything in the universe. When God created it, he gave it to him. He gave man a world with everything in it and said, you're responsible. You are responsible. Identify, work, learn, work. And what I've discovered, if a man does not know he is a real male man, he become what the people in another generation would call breath and britches. So the shortage of the male man in America and in the world is the shortage of us having understanding of who we are. So when we don't know who we are, we're trying to be something that we are not. And too many male men are trying to be something that they're not. So when I come along, they said, you're just lesser than a man. So our next work is going to be to help us discover our purpose in life, who we are, and let the boys know that there is a man in every boy and there's a boy in every man. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When you combine juicy beef patties with enough jalapenos to power a rocket to Jupiter, you expect the price to be astronomical as well. Instead, you get one of the best values on Earth, and a new movement is born. Econom Nom Nomics, where impossibly good food and low prices can coexist in the universe. The Jalapeno Double. Try it now for just $2 on McDonald's Dollar Menu and more. It's Econom Nom Nomical. Nom 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 Nom. Prices and participation may vary.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Show will be live in 3, 2, and
hey everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, I tell you what, I know by now you're on your way, but as always, we're going to remind you to make sure that you stay engaged. It's already 8:38 local time, 9:38 Eastern time, and you know, we're going to be talking this week a lot about heading back to school, what parents need to do, what teachers are doing, and how we can all sort of work together to be productive. So we're going to be talking about talking to teachers literally from all across the country, finding out what others are doing and how it all comes together in Common Core, so to speak, to make sure that all of our kids are productive and learning the same things. And this morning, DC, we're headed out to Jacksonville, Florida. Yes.
The Eastern time zone.
Yes, the Eastern time zone. And when I said Florida and talking to the Casses and, you know, my eyes are closed. Okay, I got to stay focused. I'm thinking about the beach. But it's all about back to school. And our teacher this morning is none other than our sister, Deshawn Christmas from Jacksonville, Florida. She is a fifth grade teacher, and she is joining us this morning. Deshawn, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And so, Deshawn, as you are heading back to school, first of all, tell us what parents need to know, what you hope that every fifth grade parent would be preparing their student for as they're getting ready to head back to school.
I would hope that in Louisiana, I know you guys have the LEAP test. Mm-hmm. In Florida, we call it the FCAT test. I would hope coming in the door that the parents would know what their kids' FCAT scores were and what scores they made on the test. So that will help them the next year to prepare for what they need to know.
Okay, now tell us why that's important, because when you said that, a lot of parents said, all I know is my kid passed.
It's because FCAT in my classroom is driven by data. When I walk in the door next week, the first thing I'm going to do is pull my kids' CUM folders and look at what they made on their test. Whatever they made on that test, that's what drives my instruction. If they're low, I know what they need to work on. If they're ahead, I'm going to try to push them further ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all driven by data. So we definitely need to know their data, what they made, what they struggled in. And when you get your results from your test, they're strands. And your strands tell you what they did well in and what they did not do well in.
Mm.
And that's what you need to focus on, because what they did in fourth grade, they're going to go just a little bit further in fifth grade with the same strand, the same standard.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to talk, Deshawn, to those parents that, okay, fourth grade, we made it through, they leaped or they passed whatever test necessary. But now they're moving into fifth grade. For many of us, because I remember when our son was in fourth grade, it was challenging. So now you've got fifth grade math. You're a fifth grade math teacher. And say kids are a little bit sluggish in math, not really great math students, because a lot of people just, when you say math, there is an inherent fear. How do we help parents to embrace math?
I would say that you can come in and talk with the teachers. In Florida, we have open houses before school starts. So we sit down with the parents and the teachers, and we talk about what we're doing for the year. So, and then we tell the parents what they can do to help the children at home, to let them understand where they can go to get the resources that they need, or just come in and volunteer in the classroom and see what we're doing so you can help your child at home.
Mm. Now, there's a lot of parents like me that say, you know what, it is just tough to help your kid in math because math has changed from the way that it used to be. Why does it seem to be so challenging?
It's very challenging. I mean, I look at it now, and I'm teaching art of operation in fifth grade. I did that in high school. I'm teaching volume and surface area in fifth grade. I did it in high school. So it definitely has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a part of Common Core. And when you get that, I mean, definitely they should know it, because it's all across America that they're doing the exact same thing in the same grade level.
Mm-hmm. And so for those kids that are going to have to work harder, that are going to sit in the classroom and that are going to be a little bit lost, and then on the other hand, you have older parents. You know, you have older parents like us, like DC and I, and then you have even parents older than that, like grandparents who are raising parents. Are there any just not online things, but just things that we can look at that can help us to help our kids?
Well, in my classroom, we have what is called a math journal. Everything that we do for that day is in that journal. Mm-hmm. Notes, every example. I would say that if you have that, or even mm-hmm. a book, just take it home. When my daughter was in school, even now that she's going to the 11th grade, mm-hmm. but she needs help with something. You have to show me an example. You show me an example, then I can try to help you with it. Mm-hmm. So bring your work home so the parents can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your notes home so the parents can see it. And I have parents all the time that say, can you send a copy of that home so I can help my child with it? Mm-hmm. Because I didn't do it that way when I was in school.
Absolutely. And so as you're headed back, you know, it seems like summer went by so quickly, and parents are trying to get prepared. And I said this at the top of the show. It's not just about, you know, getting the uniforms and getting the school supplies, though those things are necessary and essential to starting school. But what do you hope that parents will bring to the table that will help you as a teacher and help their student? What one common thing can we all be told this morning that will help you, or not just you, but collectively all teachers, and help students to be successful this school year?
Stay involved.
Mm.
You know everything that's going on. Ask your child every day, what did you do today in school?
Mm. Now, sometimes, Desharn, that can be like pulling teeth. What did you do in school? You know, after they get to a certain age, you get like those one-word answers.
Mm-hmm.
How was your day? Good. What did you do? Well, a lot of stuff.
I went to recess. That's what they normally say.
You know, when kids get to that age, you know, they're not as talkative.
Yes.
You know, how do we pull them out?
Ask them to show you what they did. They should have homework every day. Sit down with them. Let them show you. And that's what I tell my parents all the time. If you don't understand it, your kid was in that classroom all day. Have them to show you what they did in class.
Mm, that's good. That's a good tip. And so what tips do you have for kids that are going to help them to start the year off right and have a good year?
My first thing I would say to them is to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen in class, follow directions the first time.
Oh, wait, let me stop you right there. Follow directions the first time?
The first time.
How do we get kids to do that? If you can come up with that answer, I think somebody will pay you.
It actually works a lot in my classroom. I don't know if it's because it's fifth grade, but I have very few that do not follow directions the first time. When you don't follow directions the first time, that's a kid that's lost. That's a kid that when they go back to their seat, they have no idea what they have to do. So then I have to redirect or stop or send someone else to help that child. So if you follow directions the first time, you understand what you're doing. And the most important thing is for them to do is if you don't understand, ask questions. Never leave a classroom not understanding what you have to do.
Wow.
Always ask questions.
Absolutely.
If you don't want to ask the teacher, ask your neighbor. Ask the person that's sitting next to you.
That's powerful. I love the second. Well, I love all three. Listen, follow instructions, follow directions the first time. And I think that that's something that we all need to pound into our kids' heads. Because, see, what we see sometimes with our kid is that you'll give direction, but then they may take a little detour. You know what I'm saying? So how do we help them to follow that very specific direction the way that it was directed?
Yep. I always tell my kids, and I got this from my uncle, I know you're hearing me, but are you listening?
Mm.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
That's it right.
I know you hear me, but are you listening? Wow. That is powerful. And so for you as a teacher, Desharn, what are you anticipating for this year for your students and for yourself?
I'm anticipating a great year. I actually ended on a very great year last year. My kids I was actually out of 147 elementary schools in Duval County, I was actually 13th
in
FCAT scores.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually looking forward to actually doing better this year. Following any little mistakes that I made to do better, to bring the kids further along than what I did last year. I'm always growing, too. As they grow, I grow. As I teach a lesson, I can see mistakes that were made, so I try to improve on those
on those lessons and make it better for the children. So I can see what worked and what didn't work. So what didn't work, I scratch it and I think about it. As they're teaching, as my day ends, I think about what worked and what didn't work. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do to improve it?
So you troubleshoot. You troubleshoot what didn't work, what did work, and then you build on that.
And I always let their data drive my instruction, because no child learns the same way. We learn the same thing, but no child learns the same way.
Oh, Desharn, that's so good. And so how many kids would you say you have in your fifth grade class, your fifth grade math class?
I have a rotation. I do rotation, three-way rotation. So like this year, I saw my school list. One class, I have 20 kids. Another class, I have like 18 and 19. So about between 60 and 65.
And so how as a teacher do you discern how kids learn?
I was actually talking to another friend that's actually moving into an FCAT grade, and she was concerned about that. She's like, how am I going to keep up with data? Within that first 2 weeks, you're going to get to know that kid. You're going to know that kid. I know every kid in my class. I know exactly how they learn. You get to know every child. You're going to know. You're definitely going to know how they learn. And I'm fortunate this year, because my class that's coming in this year, I actually taught those kids in first grade. I looped with them in second grade, and now I'm meeting them again in fifth grade. So I definitely know those children.
Wow. You know what, Desharn, your whole conversation, and each time, you know, that we've talked, you know what I can feel? I can feel that you love what you're doing. Can you feel that, DC?
I feel it. She loves it. You feel it. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Your attention to detail. And when you said you just know the kids, that's something like a mom would say.
You're their mother at school. You're their mother at school. If you're a male teacher, you're their father at school. You are their mother at school. You are to protect them from when they walk out that door until they leave that door. You become their mother at school.
Absolutely. I love it. Desharn, what do you want to leave parents with? Because now it doesn't matter if you're in Florida, if you're in Louisiana, if you're in New York. Really, now that we have this thing called Common Core, even though there's still a lot of questions, people are still questioning this new curriculum, it is going to be common, and it brings us all together. What do you hope that teachers and parents will walk away from this particular conversation with? What will be their takeaway for you?
As I said before, just questioning your children, asking them what they did, how was their day, having them to show you what they did in class. Just communicate with your child. Communicate with your child. When your child get in that door, when you're cooking dinner, just sit down and ask them about their day. Talk to them. It is so important. I have some parents that I talk to them, they have a clue what's going on in class. You have to talk to your child. You have to find out what's going on socially with them and academically.
And for your 11th grader, how do you connect with those older students, you know, that feel like, you know, they are young adults and that they're no longer children? How are you going to connect with your young adult?
It's a little bit harder, but you definitely have to do the same thing. You definitely have to ask them about their day. And then you have to keep up with so many different teachers and so many different things that they're doing. It's more of a challenge, but it can be done. You just have to communicate. You have to ask them what's going on. How is their day? What do they need help with? And I don't know for you guys, but in Florida, we have this thing called Grade Portal, where everything you do, every grade that you do, is posted online.
Yes.
So stay on top of that. I told her this year, it's staying on my desktop every day. I'm going to check it. And I'm going to know, did you turn in this homework?
Right.
She's 11th grade, but I'm worried about her GPA. I do not want it to go down. And I told her 11th grade is a very hard grade. So I am going to be on, I looked at her schedule, I'm like, you have a very hard schedule. I'm going to be on it every day. I'm going to be on Grade Portal every day. My husband has it on his phone. I'm going to check it every day. We're going to stay on top of her because she may not tell us the truth all the time. So I'm going to email her teachers all the time, and I'm going to stay on that Grade Portal to see what she's doing. Is she turning her work on time? And that's the same thing for the elementary schools. Stay on it. As long as the teacher puts it in the grade book, it should be there. Stay on it. Ask questions about it. If you feel like the kids are not telling you, email the teacher. That's the first thing they're going to get from me when they walk in my door. Open house is my email address. It's the fastest way to get in touch with me.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you have created a plan, and this is what we're trying to share with parents. Each year, we have to be able to create a plan for our kids. Desharn, you were absolutely marvelous Excellent. I mean, we can feel the love that you have for those kids. And we thank you so much for joining us this morning on the official OPT Network.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Well, Carlette, before we let DeShawn go, you know, I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't say that DeShawn is a progeny of the Bunky school system.
Absolutely.
Okay, and let me just say this. You know, her last name is Christmas. That's my baby brother's wife.
Uh-huh.
Drakus, LaDrakus, everybody knows him in Bunky, in the Bunky area. Now, DeShawn's mother and father is Dorothy Dot Jackson Sampson. Am I right, DeShawn?
You're right.
And Glenn Berry, okay? And so these are folks right here. When we started saying we were going to go around the country talking to different teachers, the first thing popped in my mind is, hey, hold up.
We have so many teachers and principals in our family.
Absolutely. You know, and, of course, Dexter yesterday is a principal, and then I have another principal brother in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we're going to be talking to folks all over the country, and we've definitely got some folks in the family that we're going to be talking to. So thank you, DeShawn, and tell Drake and the kids, Bree and the boy, we said, hey.
I sure will.
DeShawn, you were absolutely great. As a mom, I've taken notes, and I hope that others will. And you know what? It's just these little tips and these conversations that we believe is going to make us all just a little bit better. Again, DeShawn, you were absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. This
bye-bye.
Segment, bye-bye. This segment is sponsored by McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, providing resources and networks needed for success. Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. They do auto repairs, they do brakes, they do transmissions. But this is what they do that I love, love, love. It doesn't matter if you're a woman and you're taking your vehicle in to Daryl's Auto Service by yourself. He's going to give you exactly what you need, nothing more, nothing less. He's going to give you a fair price. But this is the best part. Once you take it away from there, it's going to be repaired. 318-443-5741 is the number. St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Don't forget about their clinic, their new clinic. It feels like it's been there forever. Incarnate Word Community Clinic, located at 3351 Masonic Drive, right here in Alexandria. They have urgent care. They have physician's appointments. The number, 318-448-6800. You're on point, everybody. Oh, my goodness, it's already 8:56 local time, 9:56 Eastern. We're going to get a quick break, but we're back after this.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Managing your health care just got easier. YourChristus.org is a secure online service for patients that enables you to view and use your health care records, including test results, lab results, and hospital reports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Providing your email address during hospital registration is essential. You will receive an email to get started using YourChristus, and you can access the portal after your discharge from the hospital. For help accessing YourChristus.org, please call 800-878-9110.
St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hick
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with